This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Sound Science, Emory neonatologist Lucky Jane talks about why the number of cesarean sections is on the rise. At the same time, researchers and physicians are learning more about how both mothers and their babies benefit from labor. Lucky Jane.
In 1970, the cesarean section rate was only 5%, and it's now 31-32%. And so any time there is a suspicion that vaginal birth might be risky, we are very quick to intervene, and we are not willing to let Mother Nature take its course.
Jane says physicians are monitoring pregnancy more aggressively than ever, so doctors are more likely to pick up anomalies. But most of these anomalies, he says, are normal.
Because we have become such a action-oriented, intervention-oriented healthcare system, we immediately take it upon ourselves to bail out the baby.
But C-sections are sometimes necessary, says Jane, and for particular groups of women, a vaginal birth would prove risky. That pushes up the number of C-sections as well. But one downside of unnecessary C-sections is that babies are often delivered a week or two early and aren't fully developed.
The onset of spontaneous labor indicates a certain level of maturity of the fetus. Mother Nature's clock has for thousands of years been the best predictor of term gestation. Anytime we bypass that, we end up having babies delivered a week or two early,
which means their lungs are not fully ready to transition to air breathing and be able to rapidly clear lung fluid.
I think the most remarkable thing in the last 5 weeks or 6 weeks of gestation is that the lungs become ready to breathe. You know, I often in my lectures refer to it as the plane putting down its landing gear in preparation for a safe landing as well. And in particular, the closer they are to full-term gestation, the better able they are to put down their landing gear and have a safe landing.
Not only that, labor allows a spontaneous cascade of chemicals and hormones within the mother and fetus, which helps both mother and baby.
For one example is oxytocin. Oxytocin is released by the mother. It helps with maternal uterine connectivity, but it also helps with the fetal physiologic events. Another great hormone, it's a family of steroids. So corticosteroids are released by the fetus and they help mature the lungs. And then there's a third piece to it, Robin. The hormones that we associate with flight and fright are catecholamines. And catecholamines rise to astronomical levels during labor. And catecholamines, again, trigger a lot of maturation within the short period.
Researchers are now beginning to see signs that bypassing labor may lead to long-term health issues such as asthma and digestive disease, says Jane. He and his colleagues are now studying whether a simple shot of steroids would mimic what spontaneous labor would have accomplished, or at least some of what labor would have accomplished.
We may not be able to solve all the problems, but at least take care of some of the problems. Yeah.
I'm Robin Trocolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science. Bye.